Greetings, greetings, greetings. This is Natural Times with Taliba Johnson, bringing you the latest, most fascinating, hip, fun, innovative, and informative trends naturally. This is episode 98, and it's called Do You, Boo? And before we jump into that, I just want to leave you with a few positive words. And one of the things that we call positive in the daily life is today we're talking about you. Be positive about you. Feel good about you. Wanting to do for you. Thinking about yourselves in all kinds of ways. And these positive words that I want to share, it says, I myself am made entirely of flaws, stitched together with good intention. And this is also written by Angela Bukwa. Now, it all talks about what I mean. It all talks about you. To think about doing all there is to take care of you. As I was saying before, pandemic has a tendency to creep into our mindset, creep into our body, creep into all of our existence. And this pandemic has taken control and taken over our lives in such a way that the things that we usually do, we do them in a different way. And we always seem to kind of forget about that one person who's trying to push through it all. And that's yourself. You're trying to push through all of this. And sometimes you put yourself on the back burner because you try to push through for your job. You try to push through for your family. You try to push through for, you know, good friends. You try to push through everything else and put yourself on the back burner. But if you're that type of person that's always in there trying to do for others, you cannot continue to do for others if you don't stop and do for yourself. Try to do a lot for yourself. Now, many of you are doing more for others than you're doing for yourself. I get it. I understand. You can continue that and continue that into the future, into this uncertainty world that we're living in. But in doing for others, there's a time frame. There's a time frame that you need to kind of kick back. And at that time, there's a light bulb that goes off and a flashing light that says, wait a minute, hold on, stop. Where do I fit into all this? Am I thinking or saying it's time for me? Now, think about that for a moment. Do that light bulb goes off in your head where you stop and say, I need to think about me for a moment. Well, now we're talking about sometimes maybe for the whole day because you really need it. But in that moment, stop and think about yourself. Think about what you need to do for you to make yourself feel better. You might be depressed. You might be anxious. You might be uncertain about stuff. But in order to find a solution to any of that, you just need to stop and think about yourself for a moment to get to that solution. Can I get a high five? Can I get a... Or in other words, an amen from a lot of people. Can I get you're right? Because you do need that. You need it as a form of rejuvenation. When we have to stop for that moment, there's a part where we need to reconnect with ourselves. We need to find out who we are and what we need to do for who? The boo, ourselves. Now, there are many things you can do. There's a lot of things you can purchase. There's a lot of things you can get into. And you need to find out which one is right just for you. For example, you might want to get a self-care project. You know, something that's going to make you feel good. Like some people like to plant. They like to do gardening. That's something that you could do for yourself because it's a quiet time and a moment for you, whether it's your spirituality, your physicality, your mindset, everything that you possibly want to do in that moment that you would like to do for yourself. Gardening is one of those things. How about some relaxing products that you can purchase? lavender always seemed to be the number one relaxation essence that you can use, aromatherapy, to kind of calm the nerves, calm the mind, calm the spirit, just calm you down. Yeah, lavender is a start. It's not a go-all that you have to buy lavender for everything in order to feel this. You might have to try out a few fragrances to see which one kind of touches you to make you feel a little calmer and at peace with yourself. Chamomile tea, some kind of tea, peppermint tea, something. Men, you can also do this because men need to stop and take time out for themselves. I'm not sitting down here just talking about women. I'm generalizing for everyone, even children. You can use this to kind of calm them down, bring them down to some kind of way to make them feel good. But we're definitely talking about what you can do for self. There might be something that you want to do for your face. Get a facial. Something to relax the muscles and that you don't have to tighten up in your face so much. Because, you know, we can always walk around with a frown on our face and never know it. You need to kind of loosen up that skin there in order to kind of feel a little better about self. How about that? All right, then. That's one of the other things that you can possibly do. You can find a way to make yourself feel good and reconnect, so which will also help you reconnect with others. Now, my thing is that I like to take my walks. My walks is a time where I can get and be at peace with myself. I can get to be at peace with my nerves, because sometimes I'm a little anxious about a lot of things that might be going on in my personal life. So what I do is I go and take a walk that is painless, costs nothing. It might take a little time out from your day or take a little time out for the moment. So you need to find time to do that. But it's still, whenever you're trying to do for yourself, you need to take time out just to do that, even for the moment. There might be a lot of things that's rushing around you, but you need to stop and take some time. And, you know, walking for me, I do have to take some time out to do that. You know, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, just to walk around the block, walk around the complex, walk up the street, walk down the street. But to me, I just need to take that moment for a few minutes to kind of like get my mind away from everything and just do me for the present. Be with me in the present. Now, we talked about all of these different things, but are you ready to do it? Stop and realize to yourself, are you ready to stop and take some time for you? I encourage you to do so. Why? It's because time is ticking by us each and every moment we turn around. Time waits for no one. And while it's not waiting for you, you need to reconnect with you so you can go along with the time that is there. This pandemic has really destroyed a lot of people's lives. And I have to say that because I won't be naturally honest with myself or with you if I don't say that. This pandemic has taken away sometimes the person of who you are, change you or make you change yourself into being someone that you never thought that you would become. Now that can be two avenues. It can go the avenue where you actually enjoy and love the person that you become, and it's through this pandemic you have done so. But it also can be the other side, whereas it has turned you into someone who you don't want to be. You make you think and do things that you don't want to think or do. And I encourage you in a positive light, whatever it's making you think to do that you don't want to do, say what you don't want to say, and things like that. I want to see it in a positive way, that when you stop and take some time for yourself, to realize that I don't want to become that person that I've become through this thing that we have out here called the pandemic, COVID-19, Corona, whatever its connotation is, whatever it has done to actually change you from the true essence of you are, that you are, I encourage and want to ask you, take a moment, take a breather, just stop. Touch and realize and find a way to reconnect so that you no longer become this person that you prefer not to transform into. And know thyself. Know yourself to that you've never given your chance the time or the energy to know yourself. This is a time to do so. If you don't take hold of who you are right now, you're going to lose yourself. You need to grab hold onto whatever you have of self left and build on it. Put some spin on it, some niceness to it that has your name on it, that, you know, that energizes you, that creates this person that you want to become. Use this time to do so. I know, for one thing, it's going to be hard. Nothing comes easy, but the things that we work at for our personal selves, in the long run, if we work at it, we would become victorious. We would know who we are in order to accomplish whatever thing that we want to accomplish, everything that you want to accomplish. I was reading something today and it says, you are what you think. And that is true. If you think positiveness, you will be positive. If you think success, you will be success. Your mind is what is part of creating you. There's a lot of things that create who you are, but your mind is one of the creations of who you are. Apart from, you know, your spiritual entity, who you might call creator, or whatever avenue that you find is your creation, who made you or create you. I'm saying to you, when you think in a nice and positive and upful way, you become that. If you think about positive energy, you become the energy. And I want you to feel these things, what jives you, what rides you, what moves you. And because it all boils down to you, everything about you. I just want to, you know, always have some positive words to leave you with. And this one is written by Ayana Van Zandt, which is one of my favorite authors. And she says, accept and acknowledge your own brilliance. Stop waiting for others to tell you how great you are. Believe it for yourself and about yourself. And this is written by Ayana Van Zandt. I read all of her books. I encourage you to pick up one of her books as well. And read one of them, because she has some real positive things to say, and she really brings you also into her own personal life and her struggles that she has been through also. So live it, live you, be you, follow you, create you. And I just want to leave you and say, this is Taliva Johnson for Natural Times, bringing you the latest, most fascinating, hip, fun, an innovative way of knowing you. And until then, see ya and have a natural day. Peace.